USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Attorney General Bill Barr says the foundation of the United States depends on rule of law. The Attorney General also telling reporters that justice will be served in the death of George Floyd, an unarmed black man who died in police custody. Barr saying they have evidence as to who's behind the rioting and looting going on all across the United States.
We have evidence that Antifa and other similar extremist groups, as well as actors of a variety of different political persuasions, have been involved in instigating and participating in the violent activity. And we are also seeing foreign actors playing all sides to exacerbate the violence.
The first of three memorial services held on Thursday for Floyd. And your final numbers on Wall Street at the closing bell, the Dow was up 12 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world, one life at a time.
Once you start taking it, if you stop, you realize how much it was helping you because all those pains and stuff start coming back.
I've always felt very tired and you just don't have any energy, and that's all changed. I can't remember the last time I felt as good as I do now.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Folks on the Gulf Coast are keeping their eye on a tropical storm. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains.
Forecasters are predicting the tropical storm Cristobal could turn north and start heading for Louisiana as early as tomorrow. The National Hurricane Center says the storm is now over Mexico and will weaken into a tropical depression again, but will then regain strength over the central Gulf to become a tropical storm again by the weekend. A flood watch has been issued through next Tuesday with heavy downpours expected as the storm is expected to stay up the central Louisiana coast through Sunday morning.
Senators are wondering how colleges and universities can safely reopen as the coronavirus outbreak shows no sign of breaking. Tennessee Republican Lamar Alexander opened a hearing and said university presidents are working overtime to establish safe conditions. There are more than 1.8 million confirmed cases of coronavirus in the United States. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
As protests continue in Washington, D.C., sometimes things have been a little tense, but the violence has, for the most part, subsided and things are fairly peaceful. Wayne was out protesting and also telling people that they need to not direct their angst towards the military that's on the street, but just peacefully protest.
The soldiers, they didn't do nothing. It's the police brutality we need to focus on. It's not soldier brutality, it's police brutality. I'm trying to explain that to my fellow protesters who have a right to protest too.
First deadly hornets, and now Americans are being terrorized by a toxic monster toad. USA Radio Network's Jesse Edwards has more.
Cane toads are surfacing in southern Florida after heavy rainfall brought them out of their burrows and provided them with optimal breeding grounds. These amphibians are covered in warts, grow up to 6 inches, and have large glands on the shoulder right behind the eye that are filled with milk-white toxins. Although generally harmless to humans, these creatures can be deadly to a curious dog that attempts to lick or bite them. Officials have received numerous reports in the past of canines suffering from convulsions, loss of coordination, or cardiac arrest after coming into contact with a cane toad. It's an invasive species that originates from Central and South America that was introduced to Florida several times between the 1930s and 50s as a form of biological pest control. For USA Radio News, I'm Jesse Edwards.
For more news, find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.